Best.
Best and fairest?
Best and fairest. Best.
All right, 8:35, Tuesday morning, instead of a Monday. Brad Johnson is joining us, doing the jump for Prestige Jayco Geelong. It's been a big year of Vest and Ferris 3-2-1s.
Absolutely huge.
Mm-hmm. It was a close run thing, kind of, would you say?
It was tight for a little while, and then the leader just bounced out. The winner actually had six best ons throughout
six.
This year.
We thought you were going to bring the crowd
in. And a couple of one votes along
the
way.
Got a couple of votes.
But when this guy played well, he played really well.
All right, he's in the studio now. We need to announce the winner of the Best and Fairest for 2022 is this guy.
Here comes September, Cafe.
And the Best and Fairest winner for 2022 is...
Cameron! He just ghosted across the front of Lostone.
Really good kick from Cameron.
Cameron pulls the kick. It was wonderful too because he found Henry. Cameron lurking in the pocket and it's a great place to lurk.
Oh! And then he was absolutely coat-hanged by Cameron.
Cameron goes off the ground and Cameron kicks the goal.
He goes to Stengel. What a kick. Cameron's over the top. He'll handball to Cameron. Open goal.
Congratulations, Jeremy Cameron.
Oh, yeah. Jeremy Cameron is with us in the studio. Congratulations, Jeremy, winning the Vest and Fairest for 2022. Now, you're looking at me as if to say, what's the Vest and Fairest? My wife's got a business which is a protective vest for females who play contact sport. Tommy, play on words. I wanted to do 3-2-1 every week for the best Cats player. So we came up with the Vest and Fairest. It's an award won by Joel Selwood last year. And now yourself in season number two. Congratulations.
Beautiful. Thanks for having me in, firstly. No, it's been really good fun. I've had so much fun this season, so thank you very, very much for the award. The interesting sort of part of the season starts now for us.
I just want to know, Jeremy, listening to those highlights, how many goals did you get in the goals, just handballs over the top in the goal square this year?
Yeah, I like to think I didn't get too many. As a forward, you'll take them every day of the week. But, I didn't think I had too many, but in that highlight package, I had a couple.
That's just smart forward craft, isn't it? You work your opponent up the ground, you lose them and get back quick.
It's all about timing, yeah, yes. Winnie. It is. It's all about timing, especially if you're coming in on the fat side and you see Isaac Smith and they're all linking up. You just time it so you're in the goal square at the right time.
You've done well, though. When you look over, you know, what you've been able to achieve this year, but just your understanding of your teammates and the way that you play your footy, you get up high, you get back. You've got to read what your teammates are doing. You've really been able to gel with so many, especially the midfielders coming out of the centre of the ground.
Yeah, definitely. That's something we sort of spoke about last year and we wanted to do that. You know, being fresh at the club, I needed to train that, learn how, you know, the boys around me work. And unfortunately, a few injuries held me back. So I was able to do that over the pre-season and play every game bar the one on the weekend. And it's been good. It's been good to be out there, learn how they work, and I think we're gelling quite well.
Jeremy, every week we announce the Best and Fairest. I assume you and the boys listen in every Monday and you're all fighting for it. Did you hear Jono's number three today, three votes? So how exciting is this for you that you finally got this medal in your hand? I imagine it's... He doesn't have it yet.
Here's the presentation right there.
It's a beautiful medal, isn't it? It is.
I've ruined it.
It's a beautiful medal. I have caught the votes a couple of times.
Yeah?
Coming in from... We're lucky enough to live about 20 minutes out of town now, so it's a nice little drive in.
Yeah, beautiful.
Sit for my coffee, and I have heard a couple of times actually. So, yeah. No, it's awesome. I'll have to get that framed.
There's no, well, you have to. There's no ribbon for some reason. John, I got you a medallion and no ribbon there.
It's just a medal.
Excuse me, all this is all fun and joyous, but let's get to the question that fans want to know right now.
Okay, here we go.
How's the hammy?
Well, I haven't heard that one yet, actually. Yeah, it's but it's going really well. I ran really well yesterday, so yeah, a lot of people sort of don't really understand, but you get moving pretty quickly. So sort of 3 days post a hamstring, you're jogging, and if it's feeling okay, and I was lucky enough to pull up really well from it, and I'm fully clear at the moment. There's no pain or anything, so feeling really, really good.
Good news.
We love to hear it.
I wasn't sure about the pre-finals bye for a number of years, but now I'm stoked with it.
Yeah. Best thing ever, isn't it?
Yeah, best thing ever.
Yeah. So. Now, what I do have here also for your partner, Indy, is just a jumper as well, because we know the support the girls put behind you, and it is my wife is a female brand, so the Xena brand. So we have got a jumper there for your partner as well, because without the partner and support of family and friends around you, you can't achieve what you're doing on a weekly basis.
Yeah, definitely. Indy's been a huge support for me, especially, you know, over the period of moving down here. It was pretty daunting for myself and for her and the people around me, but it was a big move, and, yeah, she backed me the whole way. So, I've got her to thank for a really good season this year.
Jez, before we get to a song, the medallion's nice, the jumper also lovely, but we heard that you have a bit of a sweet tooth maybe. So on behalf of Carrock 955, because Jono did all that other gear, we got to the Freshwater Creek Bakery.
Oh.
Passion fruit sponge just for you, Jez.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
So that's all yours.
That's a better reaction than the medal.
You don't have to take that home to share, mate. That's all yours.
I quite often talk to the fellas about how good the cakes are, and they let me know as well. everyone sort of goes, "Where do you live?" And I'm like, "Oh, Freshwater Creek area." And they're like, "Oh, the cakes down there are beautiful."
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know. I go the back way so I don't have to actually go past it.
Go easy before
finals. Tempted to stop.
Yeah, well, I am too tempted to stop. That's why I go the opposite way so I don't have to see the store.
Tell you what, are you going to the club after this? Because the players are going to love what you're going to walk in with.
I think I'll put that on the table.
Morning tea, yeah, nice.
I think Big Hawk will take half and the rest will divide up.
Nice. All right, well, congratulations. Best and fairest of 2022, Jeremy Cameron. Thanks for coming in, mate. Carrock 955.